Hey everybody, welcome back to The Hope Dealer. It's your host, Ari Rose. All right, I know I've been gone for a while. I had to take everything in that was going on and just really, really focus on God and focus on where the Spirit was guiding me. And I have to say, it's not that it wasn't guiding me to focus on my podcast, but there was just some tedious work that I had to do behind the scenes that I don't want to say I've been avoiding, but there's been things that I've been, you know, putting off for some time. You know, there's always a lot of work to be done behind the scenes, and I took this quarantine time to just really focus on that and really give it my all and put all of my knowledge together into a little bucket and just pour it out to the world. And so I've been doing that. And because of that, I just kind of didn't tend to the podcast. And it's not that I didn't want to. The problem with it was that I kept shifting my mind as to what I wanted to do with the podcast. You know, did I want to bring friends on? Did I want to bring more people on? Did I want to do interviews? I mean, my mind just went around this podcast a million times. And I would get a piece of paper and map it out. And then I wanted to rebrand it. And it was just, you know, I just kept going in circles until I had a conversation with somebody, which really wasn't a conversation. It was more of me just validating what I'd been feeling in my heart. And it was like, you know what, Ari? The Hope Dealer is just amazing the way it is. We don't have to do anything to it. We don't have to tweak it. We don't have to amp it up. You know, the Hope Dealer is what it is. You go on there and you spread hope and you deal some hope and you give people some light and you shine your light on them and you know, just send positive energy through the airwaves. And that's what the Hope Dealer is. And so even though I've been working on all other aspects of my company and my brand and just Ari Rose in general, I realize that the Hope Dealer in itself is just perfect the way it is. So here I am, guys. It's, you know, better late than never. I'm sorry I haven't been around for a few weeks, but I'm back. And I'm super excited just to kind of get back into things. I know the new norm is still a little weird, right? Like keys, phone, mask. And, you know, it's crazy because it's one more thing to grab, you know, as if grabbing your purse and grabbing your keys and getting your cell phone wasn't already enough. Now we also got to grab a face mask. And then when you get back in the car, the wipes, the hand sanitizer, but you know, it's for the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and for our fellow neighbors. So I appreciate that everyone is taking the time to, you know, just be precautious as we go into this new norm. But I also want to remind you guys to, you know, be kind to yourselves and be gentle and not take yourself, you know, I don't want to say don't take yourself too serious because you should always take yourself serious, but, you know, just to be gentle. You know, we are going through a pandemic still. You know, cases are rising again, whether it's because we have more testing or more cases. I'm not really sure what the correct answer is, but what I do know is that we have to be kind to ourselves. You know, we have to allow ourselves to have our feelings and to realize that everything we feel is validated. You know, we're going through a pandemic, we're going through a new norm, we're going through a civil rights revolution in this world. We are seeing so much police brutality, so much violence. I feel like when I turn the news on, it's like I'm watching something from a third world country, something that I've never even seen before, you know, in America. And I think, you know, because of that, it tends to weigh on our hearts, which it should. And, you know, it tends to kind of, it can do a lot of things to our emotions. You know, it's hard to be positive and to be chipper when there's so much darkness and evil and pain in the world. But you guys, this is the season that we are in. This is a temporary season. You know, dark seasons don't last forever, but we will come out on top of this. We have to remember to continue to do our part, not just in our homes, not just in ourselves, but in our communities to make a difference. You know, I think quarantine allowed us to spend time with ourselves and to look within ourselves. It allowed us to be in our homes and to nurture our sanctuary. You know, it allowed us to clean our homes, organize things, you know, maybe redecorate, maybe, you know, do those projects that we've been wanting to do. Quarantine allowed us to get in shape, to get healthier, to go on walks, to stop and smell the roses, to maybe play some game boards. I mean, COVID hasn't been all bad. Yes, there has been a lot of stress due to COVID, but I like to shine the light on the good things that kind of came out of COVID. And so, you know, we're going to continue to transition, and, you know, we don't know, like I said, if a second wave is going to come or not. But I think it's important for us to live in today and not get wrapped up in the tomorrow, because things in our society right now, in our world, are changing at a rapid rate. Today is one thing, tomorrow is another. And so I think the best thing we can do at this time is just to continue to focus on ourselves, continue to focus on our families, continue to focus on God, you know, really spend time in prayer. You know, I realized these last few weeks I hadn't been meditating, and I had slacked off on my walks a little bit, and I had especially slacked off with opening my Bible and reading it. And I realized last week that everything was just kind of off. My energy something was just not right. And it wasn't that it was not right in a bad way. It's just, I didn't feel myself, and my home felt a little heavier, and I couldn't pinpoint it until I realized I hadn't been spending time with myself meditating. I hadn't been spending time walking the 2-3 miles like I usually do to clear my mind as I listen to gospel music or listen to classical jazz or piano or ocean sounds, where I just clear my mind on my walk and don't pay attention to my phone. And I hadn't been opening my Bible before I went to bed. I still did my prayers, I still did my candles, but, you know, I was really missing that connection with the Spirit. I was missing that connection with myself, and I was missing that connection with God. And so I had to, you know, just really remember to go back to the basics, to go back to my principles, to go back to, you know, what keeps me sane. And a few days ago, I began shifting all of that. And I've already sensed such a huge major shift. The clarity has been insane. And I am just so glad and so thankful that I am able to realize when things have shifted in my life, and when my focus has gone off a little bit, and when I need to reel myself back in and get back to my principles, get back to the basics. So I just wanted to, you know, check in with you guys and let you know I'm back, and to remind you to be gentle with yourself, to be kind with yourself, to love yourself, to spend time with yourself, to spend time with the Word, to spend time with God, to, you know, do things that make you feel good. And just to let you know that whatever emotions you're feeling, they're very valid. And, you know, I just wanted to send you some love, some prayers, some blessings, and just some positive energy your way. I am praying for all of you. And let's just really, really remember that there is still a lot of evil in this world, and we have to continue to fight the fight together, and we have to continue to do our part. There's a role for all of us in this revolution we're going through, and it's up to us, and it is our job to figure out what that role is and how we can be involved and how we can help make change in this world. God bless you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to another podcast soon.